Praise the Lord. Today I'm speaking, or Spirit of the Lord want us to speak, or want to speak to us about understanding the purpose of the fivefold ministry as allocated by God. Notice I said as allocated by God, because the church is trying to place people where they don't belong, and it has costed the body of Christ. To you today, especially in the 21st century, a lot of problems. And every time the church tries to rise, it's not rising because the gifts have been either not handled right, not honored, not respected. And so everybody is out there doing their own thing. And God is a God of honor. And I'm going to deal with one particular gift today because there are five gifts. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, some of these will come on the screen. The scriptures will come on the screen. If your place is a little dark to read, hallelujah. And this is Apostle Paul, who is clearly explaining the gifts in the body of Christ and the purposes for the gifts. So, let's turn here and we'll start looking at verse 11. Verse 11. I'll give you a little time to. And he, talking of Jesus, himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, and gives the reason why he gave these gifts to the body. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. Notice, is not to equip you just so that you can sit there. It's not to equip people so that they can just stay in a church pew for the next 5 years. It's to equip them so that they can launch out and be effective in the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Now, some pastors don't like this because they have people sitting there with giftings for 20 years. I'm going to touch a lot of things. Anyway, people don't like me anyway, so you may as well not like me. Prepare not to like me out there. I am not preaching the gospel to be liked. I'm preaching the gospel as ordained and as God put it in my heart. He pays all the bills and he always will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't mean to sound arrogant. I'm just saying that there are some things that has to be corrected, and I'm going to be saying some things that's not going to line up with some denominations or some ministries. And unfortunately, you know, it's what God is saying today. Hallelujah. Well, who are you? I don't know. I'm just a voice of somebody speaking about him. I just saying, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Notice, not for the putting down, not for criticism, not for shunning, but for edification of the body of Christ. Verse 13 is very critical. This you may want to underline on your Bible, in your Bible. And if you're watching, you may want to go and get your Bible and just underline this. Because the whole thing in this verse here is around here. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why there is so much divisions in the body of Christ? Why there is so much, this is my own thing I'm doing here. This is my denomination. This is the name of my denomination. You want to be a part, you have to align yourself with my denomination. Unless you do, then, you know, you're out of place. Hello? No. The reason for the five gifts, and these five gifts should be operating in any local church any given time. We should have prophets in the house. We should have teachers in the house. We should have evangelists in the house. We should have apostles in the house. We should have pastors in the house. Hallelujah. And pastor is not always the one who has to always, hallelujah. No, these gifts should be operating in the church and in the body of Christ globally so that we can all come to the unity. In John chapter 6, 17, before Jesus went back to the Father, he prayed this prayer. He said, Lord, I have done what you told me to do. I have done exactly what you told me to do. But I'm asking you one thing, Lord, that this that you have given me, one of them, they don't get lost. And second, that they all be one. They all become one. Just as you and me and the Holy Spirit are one. What is happening with the body of Christ today? Why is it that? You know what? Nothing happening over there. You see how many people he got? He got nothing. You go tell Jesus that. He and 12. Now, I'm not putting any church down that has membership and numbers. God may call you to that. But there is a shifting. I keep on hearing that word. God is calling apostles forward. God is calling teachers forward. God is calling prophets forward. God is calling evangelists forward. God is calling pastors forward. We should be raising up more pastors. We should be raising up more apostles. We should be raising up more evangelists. We should be raising up more teachers. We should be raising up more prophets. We should have prophets school and all kinds of stuff. So that the body of Christ can be edified and we can come to the unity. You know what this means? It means that God, by his sovereign choice, chose only some people out of the church to edify the church as the gifted, extended mouthpiece of Jesus Christ himself. Apostle Paul asked the following question to make the saints of God not to become jealous of the gifted ministers. And the reason I'm saying this is because we have a lot of jealousy going on today, and people are doing things to show off. It's almost like you cut me off, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off over the other end. And when you operate a ministry with that kind of a spirit, it's going nowhere. This gifting, that's why you don't touch the anointed. I don't care whether they look crazy. You touch not a prophet of God or a man of God or do him any harm. Very careful. A lot of people are dying prematurely because they are calling and attacking the body and the people that God has called. And I have found out in my life, because I've had many, especially, oh my gosh, our ministry overseas. I remember when 9 pastors resigned from our ministry in one time. My brother, Pastor Angelo, called me and he said, 10 of them decided they are not going to open the doors of the churches that we had built and set them in there. And so the congregation came and the doors were locked. They wanted to punish us. That's another story altogether. I'm going to stay on the positive side today. Hallelujah. Jealousy is something we have to watch in the ministry, and especially among pastors, I'm sorry to say. Ministers are chosen, and they receive the blessings from the Lord, and they are the ones to act as God's ordained channel to release whatever God wants to say to his children. Not to release whatever they feel they need for their own ministry. not to say whatever they feel they need, the monies they need, and they are going to go now and start raising money and stripping people off their wallets. God has not called you as pastors, as prophets, as apostles to come and strip the members of the precious children of God of what their belonging is. He has called you to come and preach the good news and then divide them under Bokoshka. Oh, I tell you what, I don't need that. Oh, I can get in there now. Paul asked this question. He said, our apostles, this is in 1 Corinthians 12:19. Are they all apostles? Are they all prophets? Are they all teachers? No. The answer to this question is no, and big no. This means that these gifted ministers are gifts given by God to all of us who are in the church. So that we as the church can be equipped to do powerful ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and to edify the church. That's the main purpose why they are apostles, why they are pastors, why they are teachers. And by the way, I would like to put it in this order. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets. Notice, apostles and prophets. But which gifts are most ignored in the body of Christ today? The verse 2. Not very many ministries, not very many churches, I'm sorry to say, acknowledges those gifts. The apostolic and the prophetic gifts. And the enemy, unfortunately, has worked hard to try to twist those things. I know there are people who speak as if it's God speaking, but they are speaking from their own flesh. But the enemy does that to undermine that office of a prophet. Just like you do the same to undermine the office of a pastor, the office of an evangelist. But I'm telling you here today, I don't want to say it's prophetic, but I can tell you this from my spirit and having been seeking the Lord now for a while, that God, one of the things, and one of the things God is doing is raising up an army, a battalion, ambassadors, prophets and prophetess, apostles for the end time. These people that have not been known, have not been put out there, they are coming on the front line. When people walk in the church, everybody or whatever people you hear is Pastor so-and-so. But I would like to hear more Apostle so-and-so, Prophetess so-and-so, Prophet so-and-so. Hallelujah. We have heard enough about pastors. We have heard a lot more about teachers. We have heard a lot about evangelists. But where are the apostles? Where are the prophets? Hallelujah. The simple explanation for the fivefold gifted ministers in a nutshell is given in the following ones, but it does not describe them anyway in a detailed manner. And that's why I'm going to take each one of them. I'm probably going to just deal with apostles in this session, but I'll give you the fivefold apostles. And I'll give you, if you want to write it down, apostles governs. Apostles governs. And we'll get to that. They govern the body of Christ. Oh, I don't like that. I thought the pastors govern. Uh-oh. Hello. Prophets guides. Everybody say guide. They prophesy in the future, the now, the future. They are the voice, the spokesman of God Holy Spirit does, yes, speak in our hearts, but there are times when the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost, he does not contradict the word of God. He will speak through a woman of God. He will speak through a prophet of God, what God is saying for the hour, and redirect the sheep or the body of Christ to what they need to look or pray specifically. Sometimes we need a prophet to speak into our lives how we need to pray. Evangelists, they are gatherers. They are soul winners. They gather. So I'm just giving you one word for each. Apostles governs, prophets guides, evangelists gathers. They are soul winners. And I'm going to explain with your hands what is this all about. Because you are going to see practically how God made sense when he created your fingers. Pastors, I know, guards, they guard, guarding. G-U-A-R-D-S, they protect the flock. And I'm going to be telling you I'm a pastor, well, whatever. But I have become sometimes very protective. Hey, I'm guilty. That sometimes I wonder who's going to come and give what here and then destroy it, make a mess. As if I am God, eh? Why? Because it is in us. It was also in Jesus. When you are a shepherd, you don't want to have anybody come and just throw everything out and distort and scare the sheep. So they guard the flock and they just want to make sure that the word coming out is. That's why it took a lot of time to speak about prophetic word, how to respond to a prophetic word, who is delivering the prophetic word, because we're going to have a lot of that going on, especially in 2018. But you need to be guarded. You need to understand what that is about. Teachers, and God, we have a teacher. He's not in the house today. By the way, we have evangelists here. We have teachers here. Hallelujah. We have pastors here. Some of you are prophets. You just don't know yet. Teachers, grounds. Everybody saying ground, grounding. G-R-O-U-N-D-S. What does that mean? See, you need to be taught. You need to be grounded and rooted and instructed in the word of God. So when God put teachers in the body, he wants to ground you. He wants to make sure that you are strong so that even if a hoof comes or something comes, it's not going to scare you. You'll be all right. Everybody say, I'll be all right. So apostles governs, prophets guides, evangelists gathers, pastors guns, and teachers grounds. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this school is helping me. All these are functional authority that Jesus has gifted to some people whom he has chosen by his own will to act as ordained representative on behalf of himself and the church. There is an ordination of men, but there is an ordination of God. These men are not called by men. These men in the fivefold ministers and giftings are not called by any men. Commissioning, I was yesterday in a commissioning ceremony. Men can commission you, but when you are called by God, that is a difference. There is a people that are saying, I can't do that, I can't prophesy, I can't do this because man has not commissioned, a man has not done. There is a right for role for men, and we can talk about that. But when God has ordained you, let me tell you about King David. King David was out there tending sheep, but God had already touched that boy. There was already an anointing on David. But when Samuel came, he came actually not just to ordain him, but to commission him. Hallelujah. Koshkabara Nerianda. And so there is this thing, confusion here. Oh, unless the bishop bleeds and pours oil on you, you can do nothing. There are people in the body of Christ and in the churches today, very anointed. There is people, a breed of intercessors God is raising in this end time. They have never been heard, but I'm telling you, God is going to bring them up to the platform. But behind intercession, there is another giftings in them. Most giftings, most intercessors have a giftings in the prophetic. And most of them, by the way, they will not come with saying, "Thus says the Lord." They will just speak something profound and you say, whoa, where did that wisdom come from? But see, they have been in the presence of the Lord. By the way, talking about prophet, there is a novice of a prophet and there is the voice of God that goes through the people that spend time with him, which is a prophetic word. There is a difference. I don't want to spread out so much here. But I must say this. In the spiritual realm, God will use apostles and prophets to lead and impart much to the church as he has called them to be the foundation over which he expects the entire church to be built on. Both apostolic and prophetic ministries are foundational ministries. Everybody needs to know that. And the devil has worked hard to eliminate this from the body of Christ. Let me say that again for those who are watching. The apostolic and the prophetic are foundational ministries. And those who will not honor, ministers that will not honor these gifts in these last days will be eradicated. I know that is strong. And I don't want to be one of them. Believe in me. No, I'm not trying to undermine the rest of the giftings. I'm just trying to say how important it is for the body of Christ and for the churches in these last days to honor and value these giftings. Apostles are the thump. If you put your finger up, you notice this one. This one can relate to that, can relate to that, can relate to that, can relate to that. Apostles can relate to pastors, can relate to teachers, can relate to evangelists, can relate to pastors. But I'll explain where the others go. But there is so much authority in an apostle, people don't even understand. That's why when they go places, they plant churches. And sometimes they speak by the authority of God who needs to be over those churches. Well, there is a pastor. God will show them. There's just so much to pour here. So they are the thumb that supports all other fingers to lift anything and bring the purpose of God to fulfillment. I'm just giving things in a nutshell because I'm looking at time. Prophets are the index finger. Where is your index finger? Is that the index finger? Right? What does that finger do? Huh? What is it doing right now? So what the prophets do? They point. Some people are walking blindly. They need a prophetic word. My gosh, they are so blind they can't see where they are going. They need somebody to come and give them some guidance. Now let me say, well, you said that was the role of the Holy Spirit. You spoke about the Holy Spirit. There are some people who don't even know. If the Holy Spirit come walking in a suit, they will not even know who is that Holy Spirit. And God is smart enough to say, forget this. I have the Holy Ghost and is in them, but they still need somebody now who they can identify with, who can come and speak a word to them. And this is where most Pentecostal preachers have lost it. There's so much emphasis on Holy Spirit, and I do, and there is, and it's important. But a lot of people are not even grown to understand who is that. Because the voice of the Holy Spirit, okay? I didn't hear nothing. By the way, hearing the voice of God takes sensitivity. Because a lot of people think he comes and says, "Thus says the Lord, Vincent, you're sleeping now." He comes in such a still voice in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He says, "I wish, who is this? You could have spoken around. It's just so still, you can miss it." But when God sent a prophet, and you can see in the Old Testament where God sent a prophet and really helped somebody who was on the verge of death. Ezekiel, was that Ezekiel? All that. All right. Let's oh my gosh, Shaphah. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. So prophets are the index finger which points sin and gives direction. Evangelist, the longest finger in your hands. Why? It is reaching out before the other fingers. Because evangelists don't want to mess around with it. They just want to reach out. They want to, "I want some souls. I want some souls out there." So if you look at your fingers, the longest one there, that's the evangelist position right there. They are reaching out. They are like, stretching out. Let me get out of here. You're trying to put me in and confine me. I want to get out of here. They are the middle finger, evangelist. They extend the kingdom further in the world where others cannot reach. Reinhard Bonnke just did his last farewell crusade in Nigeria. Hundreds of millions of people have given their souls and their lives to Jesus Christ through his ministry. Billy Graham, evangelist. They know their mission well. One of the things that the body of Christ and the people need to know is understand who you are, because until you understand where your gift is, you are not going to materialize and fulfill completely what God has called you to be. If you try to be a pastor when you are God, we are evangelist, you're going to mess up. That's another subject altogether. Hallelujah. Pastors are the ring finger. It's getting smaller, boy. Pastors are that little finger right there. Not the smallest, but you know, at least it's there. But it does not mean that it's small. But it's the ring finger. Now I can ask you a question about the ring finger, and you'll probably be able to tell me what it's all about. First of all, a ring is circular, right? Now, and this is where pastors, we have to be careful, and they have to be careful, because they want to stay in a circle and help only those who are in a where? In a circle. And they don't want to get out or bring anybody in their circle. Don't bring anybody in my circle. They become overprotective because they are insecure. They should not be insecure because it's a gifting. That's why we have to open up. And the Lord has been dealing with me. Praise the Lord. Open up. Everybody say, open up. Open up. You aren't going to help me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastors keep the church wended to Christ. That's why it's called in the ring finger, wended to Christ. And teachers are the small finger. Now, don't say, well, teacher is a small finger. So, that's the teacher right there. No. Teachers are the small finger who give a structured support to establish the saints in God's purposes. So the hand of God will be effective when the entire fivefold ministry work together in unity of purpose and design. Let me say that again. The body of Christ will be effective when the entire fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, when this fivefold ministry work together in unity of purpose and design, God's hand will be effective the way He created it to be. The reason why most churches are not at the maximum, let me explain something. Numbers don't mean nothing to God. You can be there in numbers, but if you are not doing what God has commissioned you to do, you'll find out when you get to heaven. How many people that reign in your church for 10, 20, 30 years and they never move because you scared them and told them, hey, don't leave. I told you, pastors. Say, who is that speaking? These chosen men are called as gifted ministers because the scripture says this in Ephesians 4:8. Ephesians 4:8, if you want to turn there. Hallelujah. We may not even get to the first one to talk to him in detail. I may just give an introduction today. This is all introduction. Can you believe that? It's amazing. So much in me about these things. When he ascended to heaven after his resurrection, he gave gifts. By the way, these gifts of Jesus to the church are also called office because it's a position that is preordained by Jesus and carries authority over the people of God spiritually to guide them to growth. So this is not just a gift, it's an office. And I don't like getting to Greek, but let me get to a Greek on this word because it's important. The Greek word for office means or is episkopin. Or let me spell it for you because I may not be pronouncing it right. E-P-I-S-K-O-P-E-N. That's office in Greek. And this is what it means. Position of overseer. I wonder how many people, how many offices, how many in the evangelist, in the prophets, in the pastoral, in the teachers, in the all that fivefold are missing their real duty to oversee in their calling, and therefore the body of Christ is still limping. Because if a prophet does not do his duty and his work right, there is something will be missing there. If an evangelist does not do their work right, something will be missing there. If mothers or people like to cook, I don't like to cook, I don't care for cooking. But people like to cook, they know that if you don't put the right ingredients in a meal, when you are cooking a meal, I had somebody helping me try to cook, and they chop this, chop that, you know, I'm just following and wishing I don't understand all these things. And at the end of it, it smells good, it tastes good, it's all good because the right things were given. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today and the body of Christ is not smelling good, not too good, especially for the world. It's not tasting very good either. That's why most people are disgusted with the church. They don't even want to be a part of it. Because you need to come to a place where it smells good, it tastes good, it feels good. Hallelujah. But something is not there. Maybe a prophet has not done their job, a pastor has not done their job, an evangelist has not done their job, a teacher has not done their job in that setting. And when those people come in place and they start, a prophet start doing his job, overseeing what God has given, the responsibility God has given him. A pastor does what he's supposed to do. An apostle does what he's supposed to do. An evangelist does what he's supposed to do. Oh, what a flavor. What a beauty. What a beauty. When that dish comes out, hallelujah. When Jesus comes back to get that bride, that's why he says, I'm coming for a church without speck or wrinkle. But it ain't gonna happen. And that's why he's calling us. And he's saying, now arise. It's time, because my son is coming back. Evangelists, get in your positions. Pastors, get in your position. Your bathing positions. Apostles, get in your bathing positions. Prophets, get in your bathing position. Because this thing has to taste good before the Lord Jesus come back. Hallelujah. It has to smell good. Hallelujah. I am not coming for something that does not taste good and smell good and it's all right. Hallelujah. Oh, shakarabarabakanta. Yes, so koprevekete. We must operate in our giftings to see all these things come together. Just like when a dish is presented on a table. And stop backbiting, being jealous. This is going this. This ministry is getting this. This ministry has a jet. This ministry doesn't have a jet. That Ethiopian eunuch and those people in the desert out there. If we start talking about that, what are we going to tell them? They are on the streets. They love God with all their heart. Does not mean that God does not prosper them, does not want to prosper them, but let me, it's another subject of prosperity is dependent on how you define it. A lot of people define prosperity by how much of the outside physical stuff you got. But I'm telling you, I can take you some places in Africa. I can take you some places in the remote villages. Yes, those children may have tattered clothes. Yes, those teenagers may not have what you have. Yes, their roofs may be leaking. Yes, their mother may have been shot with bullets 10, 20 times. But they are in those places worshiping and saying, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you are my rich, true riches in me. I know you, Jesus, you are so wonderful. Mostly people in the third world countries don't even have half of the stuff you got. But I'm telling you, they love God with all their heart. True riches of the heart. And then as they are taught other things, they will start to rise up. When you go to heaven, God is not going to judge you by how many aeroplanes or how many cars you had. Oh boy, you're going to make some people, preachers, mad a little bit. God want to bless us, okay? I believe in first class. I believe in things being nice. But I also know where I come, from whence I come. I know from whence I don't forget where I come. It's only God who has been gracious and faithful and good to me. I cry many times to see his goodness. A lot of people say, well, Pastor, with all that went on, are you not? No, because I know better. We talk about kingdom of God. We talk about heaven. Then we have to moan and cry and do all that when people have to leave and go to their other home. That's all flesh and desires of the flesh. But there is something about knowing where your true home is. That's another one altogether. And I have to close here. Talking about a novice. Talking about being an overseer and being responsible. All the five gifts, which is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher, are all overseer, possession of a spiritual authority of Jesus. And within the body of Christ, which is the church, these men operate and supply the grace of God to people according to the measure of Christ. And this is all scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 through 30. In all those things, it talks in details. God has praised the gift by calling in each person and also given the desire to operate it to satisfaction, according to Philippians also. Because next Sunday, I'm going to be specifically resuming about apostles. Then we're going to do the next gift, which is the prophets. Even though I talked a little bit about the prophet, but I want to bring a distinction between office, sitting in the office of as a prophet, and how God will use a prophetic word through just believers. Hallelujah. So, let us not desire to operate in somebody else's giftings, but let us desire to even know clearly what God has called us to be. And when people come to minister to us, God will give us discernment and to understand which office they carry. Because if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. That goes with the other one. If you receive a pastor or an apostle or an evangelist, if you honor an evangelist, if you honor an apostle, if you honor a teacher, if you honor these offices, you receive the blessing from those offices. But a lot of people are not receiving the gifts from these offices or impartation or what they have to say because they don't honor them. They don't respect them. And then we're going to talk about ministry of helps and other giftings in the body. Because if you look at Ephesians and also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are other people included. And it does not make them lesser than those in the fivefold ministries. So we're going to be a long way in discussing this. And I thank God that it's going to go on archive and you can go back and listen to it. And it's going to be a blessing to you. I just want to have to say this online. I was going to do a CD series, but I realized a lot of people don't have, even the technology is changing so much, so I am putting a podcast. So all these messages will be online on podcast, and you can download that from our website, our app, and then it will take you to the podcast. And I'm trying to make it where you can access it faster, and therefore you can see it around, wherever you are around the world, you can be able to access it. And as long as you have internet, and that's what is important. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your powerful word, and I thank you, Father God, that you are teaching us things so we can be prepared for what you're doing in this last hour. I thank you, Father God, today that every single person who has heard your voice will respond accordingly and understand these things accordingly. So I bless every single person here in Jesus' name. Now, we do not like to close our service without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So if you're out there and you do not know the Lord who I'm talking about, who is coming soon, I want you to pray this single prayer. And as you pray this single prayer, He will come to live inside of you and it will be simple. I'm going to ask those who are here to pray with me so that it will be easier for them. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I'm asking you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I acknowledge the blood of Jesus. I am asking you to wash me clean. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Now, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for writing my names in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want to encourage you to find a good friend. Find somebody who can just go and tell them what happened to you. Find a good local church in your area. Those who are watching from abroad or wherever, just go and find a good local church. God will lead you. Holy Spirit will guide you. And if you live here in Tamba area, Riverview, or Brandon area, we would like to invite you to become a part of our family here at